But so we're holding the next one is Pikram Takim. So you're still over here talking about the Kema, and he's saying Pikram Takim, Kulam Mahmadim, so David is a very nice shlaim that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is Mamtakim. The Chikam Pakim over here is means as follows. There's a certain two things over here in the pasuk. The first thing is the pasuk is summing up sum total of everything. In other words, whenever you want to describe an object or a particular element, you describe specific details, like you just got through speaking about every aspect of the Kaima. And now he's saying there's a klolius of the Kaima, and there's a klolistic Abdorah of it. Now, the Cheikh is the place where a person is telling something. The Cheikh is Solomos. I have an object in front of me. When I swallow it in my faith, I'm sort of teifis entire chayfitz with a sense of hanoah and so on. So let's be mashed with the two things. I have in front of me a cake. The cake looks very luscious and very appetizing, and I'm craving to take the cake. Then I eat it, and now my palate is feeling it and sensing the cake. So now, the outside, when I look at it from the outside, it's me'orer achemda. When I'm able to absorb it and to connect to it, that's me'orer my cheikh. So Torah is, the Baal Torah has a certain te'ima in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Ruchnius, and therefore it's Chikrim Amtakim. The word Chikrim Amtakim, just the translation of the word here is a little interesting. As opposed to Lamashal, you know, Mea Veshes Shein, where it's a direct description of it, Chikrim Amtakim means the sense of it. When I'm absorbing it in my cheikh, is mamtak. Chikoi, it's sense of touching the cheikh and produces a tam that is masik. And then bekulei machmadim adabale mitzvahs essay. And the reason it's not possible to be chaymed the world of lois essays. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu presents a ruchnistic picture in terms of the mitzvah's essay, that's ma'ir a certain truth of a person. I want Shabbos, I want film. It's a positive entity which is ma'ir a positive, a chesed for it. Not doing mitzvah's lois essay, it's hard to use the word a particular chesed, so that's why it's mitzvah's essay. And it's zelum azeh of Torah. Torah means that you actually have a taste in the thing itself. You've absorbed it, and you have a sense of tam in it, and you feel tamur kitoiv. And then, as opposed to kulei machmad, so the doid has two meshichas. One is there's a possibility of like being toiv in the thing itself, and in that case, it's Mamtak, and then there's a Kulei Machmadim, which is a klaliistic, you know, when you see it, and so on. The Kulei Machmadim Bali Mitzvahs essay, from which comes from Nechmod Mizov, or Mesuk Midvash. So you have Nechmod Mizov, Zov is the thing that's most nechshak when we see it in terms of chimud esa, and it's a mesikim mikvash.
Why is this? Why are we going in the order of Mara Lamata in the claim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Why is this the final Nikudah?
Because when you're talking about the Klolius, when you're talking about the whole thing itself, so you're saying, when I absorb it, when I taste the entire story together, it's Mamtakim, but even Bechitzonius, it's Mahmad. That I think is probably the order. And then he says that doidi v'zerei, doidi gusha is the ma'er shal doidi, v'zerei is a teish lasim, it's rach zehurei. The difference, a doid is someone that I like because I like him. There's something about the person that I like because I'm attracted to this person, personality. A rea is somebody who's loyal to me, he's a good friend. It's not so much that, it's not the liking as much as the sense of feeling of loyalty, being there for him, and so on. That's Reyes. So, it's the same thing. You have the person who's the Baal Torah is the Doidi, because he's somebody who has a Tfis of Nimis of Mesikis, and therefore, that's Kenega Doidi. And the Reyes is a positive relationship that I can describe. Has always been there for me, helped me. He's there based Sarah and so on. So that's more of a chitzayin, is closer to Mechma. That is, that's the end of the scripture. Right? Now, it's also true, this is his description of the Shekhoima has two divers to it. The Klolis Nekrotis, because Be'etzim out Fisa Nakarish Baruch Hu is Hashem Alekin, Hashem Alekin Hashem Echad. That on the one hand, what we can understand, we need to understand the Pratim, because the level of Fisa that we have in the Pratim is much, much stronger than the level of Fisa that we have in the Klolis. And a person can't Be'etzim be Teufis, the whole picture together. So for us, the real tefis in HaKadosh Baruch Hu is peace. And that's why we went through a whole series of each chelek that works on Hagah. And then there is the tefis of, I can have a glimpse of his klolius. I can have sort of a Shem Echad is a munah, not Havana. So I go through the entire claim of the Rebbe Shalom, and I can describe each facet of his Hanhaga in a very positive way. And then there is the Klolistik Hanhaga, which is kind of just a general piece of Toiv. I can't be more specific. That's why it requires a type of a two-tiered the definition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay. Davach. Now he has a whole shot in the entire parsha. That's a Davach. He says, "Keneged Shir Kol Mashal Lamis." The description over here is connected to different levels in the Olamos itself, and different anhagos in the Olamos. Dei tzach v'adei, tzach b'cheser, v'adei b'din, sheminayegas olam b'cheser b'din. So, dei tzach v'adei is the true anhagos with which the world is run. Rosh Hashanah, Haroya b'sheishanim, Rosh Haroya b'sheishanim. Sheishanim are something which has in itself a combination of all the colors. The Sheshana is something that is, take a look in 2:19, brings what I said before, she met us by Mark and Kavashan Shabbalah Silacha, and then she's Sachin Odoim. In other words, the Hanhagis of Sa'avodah is incorporated into Shoshana. The Dogel Merivavah, Pirush, Dogel Merivavah Shaloi. That's the Shoshana. Dogel Merivavah is Rani Kwashkasa, Ein Kemoich HaKim HaShem Ein Masecha, Va'amru, Kemoich Ein Kemoich HaKam Ein Masecha. Zeh Dogel Merivavah Shaloi, V'maisav Mikar, V'maisav Dogel Shaloi Ve'na Malach. So this pasuk that says that is also something that's not gratitude. I want to talk a little about this. The what he's saying over here is, and he quotes on the bottom on 2:22. He has a slightly different gersa that I think is much more accurate. The mice of Nika, the mice of her Baba Shalom. Or Sabiad Yerushalayim, Shnika, the mice of the mice of her Baba Shalom. When we ask ourselves, what's the purpose of Malachim? It says that in Matan Torah, Kashor came down with Rivri Vavas Alofim, with all his tens of thousands of Arkavis, and so on. So we have this whole world of Malachim that is A, characterized by Ribui, and two, it's what's it there for? You know, it's very nice to call for the greater glory of God, but what is it there for? Because Shmoko doesn't need assistance. So when I come in and somebody has a factory with 1,000 people working, then I can say, yes, that's a very impressive factory. But Shmoko doesn't need 1,000 workers, doesn't any workers. Doesn't even stop. The Teretz is Malachim are the ruchnistic entity of the different types of mitzias that Kadosh Baruch Hu put into the Bria. Kadosh Baruch Hu put into the Bria different types of Nivroim, and each different type of Nivra has a different a different panim, and each surah and panim is something which has a metzias to it. The fact that it has a metzias nifredes means it allows for a new gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The fact that a metzias nifredes is something which has a way in which I can understand something that I can't understand from something else. That's the chesivus of Metzius Nefredes. It means that when I see the muscle, when I have in the Bria I have a sun and a moon, there's an unhug of the sun that I don't have the moon, and hug the moon I have the sun, and hug the stars that I don't have. The stars of the muscle, those that are each planet has its own orbit. I can inherit this way for call it far less. I don't manifest as well. When I have Paris and Priya Eitz and Priya Dhamma, those are different entities that have, each one has a Metzius Ruchnius. That's of significance, and therefore, it's a gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rivei Revavos Malachim means that these are all giluyim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So just like when I have a holistic understanding of something, I'm lacking in the understanding of the details, and that's a chesaron. When I have an understanding of the oimek of something, it means that every part of it, every knage of it, it's a stronger havana. So the revoice of the revoice, that's the merkava. In other words, the way in which a kachbar comes down to us. Another thing along this line, the Kuzari writes that a kachbar who is nikah to us in the kachbar who is nikah to us both in the Achdus of the Sheirish and the Ribu, Marabu Masef Hashem, Kulam Bechach Masisa. So in the ribui anfin of different giluim HaKadosh Baruch Hu are the heres ha'avim. So the ribui of different yanim are something which are a projection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's giluim. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is signified by Echad. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Megala himself through Echad. The Gilu is a totality of everything being HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Megala himself outside of Echad. It comes through the Ribu Revavin Alfin Efan. When you have the number like 22,000 is significant because it has twos. It's two revavis, it's two alafim, because two is the number of ribu. So anything that's with beis, so chaf beis and revavis is ki'ilui a totality of all the different ribuyim that there is in the bria, and that expresses itself by malachim. That's the verb of HaKadosh Baruch Hu coming down with his ribui of himself in Malachim. So the Dogol Merivavah here is Dogol Merivavah Shaloi. And because of Eno Kiyom Hashem Eik Masecha, Va'omru She'ein Kamoicha Kacha Eim Masech, Kamoicha Kamoicha Eim Masecha, it's a Dogol Merivavah Shaloi. So the mice of Nikah, the mice of Rambam, should be Malachim. So the chiddush and the chiyuv is to the Her HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Ein Kedugmasoi, and the chiddush to the Her that there is nobody like the mice of also. The Her HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzad mitziusoi, and the Her HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzad mice. This is very similar to, I guess, when the difference between what we say during the Sheish Yisrei Maisa and Shabbos in the Brichas Prishma. Sheish Yisrei Maisa, you say, Marav Masech Hashem, Kula Mechach Masisa. So with the hair, the Ribui Maisa Hashem Baruch Hu, and when the soil permits, so when a person has the Bria, he hairs all the different Pratim of it, all the different Anofim of it, and that creates Haracha for HaKadosh Baruch Hu and myself. And then there's a second thing. On Shabbos you say, so the difference between Gedula and Ribui is many Pratim. Gadol is a big cloud. So the Shevach on Shabbos is the day when there's no Maisa, there's no Asiya. Those are all in Yanim that Shabbos are not there. With the hair just irrational. Rather than Shabbos is that Shabbos is one and everything is one. In other words, the Bria comes to become one big Inyan. That becomes HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, that becomes the beauty of the totality of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the tzura, that's the difference between the two. So you have the mile of Ribu Revavin, and then you have that one. One more kuda along these lines. It says that when the Malachim came down and lined up, it says the Klal Yisrael, it was Mekana the Malachim, Ayuma, that they all came as Machnas and they were straight around the snap, and Kaisel is very, very jealous. The word is, the jealousy was that Malachim are the Ribui, you have all the Ribui, and yet the Malachim are in wide formation, the separate formation, which allows it to be mischabed in a way which reflects the oneness. When I see all the pratim lined up properly and arranged, which one is sukkah, which one is dara, which one is visible, which one is maya, which one is inside, outside, and around, that's the ability of the protons to replenish themselves and to create a cloud. So Klal Yisrael was jealous of that. The Kaisel is also, it's a Kahal Amin, it's a Kahal Goyim. Klal Yisrael is a group of different Shvatim. And the ability for all the Shvatim to come together and to become, and that there should be a picture together, that is sort of Malachim. And Malachim is sort of Kayach of the Ribuyim to be able to be Misachit, and that's where we come in. So our takeoff from Malachim, Ma'aseh Merkava, is the ability for all the different Kayachas in the Bria to find their place in a way where it all clicks into place. That's Venice, what we see Ma'aseh Merkava. And I guess one more kudo, because it is a very short kudo. There are two sayyidis in the Bria, two Torah sayyid. There's something called Ma'aseh Gracious and there's something called Ma'aseh Merkava. So Ma'aseh Gracious is, so whatever it is, whether not the Rambam, however you will learn, Ma'aseh Gracious is the understanding of the different halakhi have Bria. And they see us as HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's one Ma'aseh. And then there's the second Indian, how all of these different halakim are mushrish in the echad. Ma'aseh Merkava is how all the protein form a vehicle or a platform for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there's a two diagrams of Teres HaSait. So Ma'aseh Gracious is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu manifests itself in each different part of the Bria, and each unique facet. That's Ma'aseh Gracious. Ma'aseh Merkava is how all of it comes together, and that's why Teres HaNista has two elements to it. One is identifying the different koyches and anhagas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Bria, identify these different midas, and then how do these midas come together, the kol zivugim and amisacha together. In other words, avoda takes the different branches and brings them together, and that's why it's something which is it's ki'ilu, the point of it is that.
Rebbe, if I'm understanding correctly, when I look at Lahavdil, a painter, so I know there's his paintings, right? These are the manifestations, the branches that stem from him. And then there's the person himself, that's the etzim person, right? So that's the shayrish, and these are the anafim. When it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no way for us to really get a grasp of his mahus. So the shayrish that we're talking about, is it the abstract concept of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's anafim being inverted and understanding how they come together, because we can't understand an etzim mahus of, that would be on par with knowing the person who's the painter. So is that the idea, that it's this abstract idea and we see the manifestations, we see the anafim, and we look at that and invert them to where it must be stemming from, to that abstract idea of whatever that is of a Kodesh Baruch Hu? Is that how we understand that?
It's when we say that Kodesh Baruch Hu is Shema Hetzel, Shema Mufurtis, it doesn't mean that it's a Matsuyusa Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's the Klal Gadol, it's the Sherish Gadol, that's the Sherish for all and Hagis Nebriya. There is no Shaykh, there is no Torah in the world to learn about Kodesh Baruch Hu, quote, the world himself. It's himself, the Torahs, the Hanhagi Kulalas, as opposed to Anhangapratis. So therefore, the Anhangapralalas is Yudhivavke, and that's as far as we go. Anything beyond that is meaningless to us. So we're always talking about has been the godliness of this world in the most fundamental way. So Hashem Echad is the most fundamental connection, and the Havaya is also, and then Elohim is different kochos and different yanim and so on. That's why Elohim is also Lashon Rabba. It's but we're all talking. We never talk about Kadosh Baruch Hu himself. That doesn't have any meaning to us. It's always the and same thing when they talk about being miyachid yichudim, it's the same thing. It's putting together different pieces in a way that is that makes the world be miskayim. He brings here a bunch of different Mekoiris. It's number 217. He brings different Arichas, and he says over here Baruch. Let me see which one is it. So here, I mean, he just brings the Makaris, he brings here on just that the world cannot have any one Hanhaga, which it stands on totally, and that's where the different balances. That's what he brings over here, the different Goyas that see over here, that Midas Adin and Midas Achesed need each other. But that's just telling me that you need each other, but not really giving me any sort of sense of having the Briah Malachim was created on the second day, which is the day of the first music of Rav the Bria is the second day. First day is Yom Echad, and there is no Ribui, it's the Yom of Echad. The second day is the first time you have Rav, Miut Rabim Shnayim. That's Mifat. So Malachim belong in that category, because Malachim is the Tzur of Akhavya through Ribui as opposed to Echad. So those are the two Anhagas. And Moshe Rabbeinu versus the Malach also. Moshe Rabbeinu asking Kadosh Baruch Hu, you should be, that's not the Malach. It means the Malach's Anhaga is compartmentalized. And therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, listen, if you get him upset, there ain't going to be no second recourse. And Moshe Inkein, Kadosh Baruch Hu, there's no stira in the midah sedin and the midah of vitor midah. Okay, I think we'll hold it here. Good. So bring that in next week. I think could work. Well, I'll tell you. If not, I'll let you know.
Okay. Thank you very much, Remy. Have a wonderful week.
You too. All the best. Bye.